pay brief visits to the past and future when required to deal with the practical aspects of your life situation. Always say yes to the present moment. What could be more futile, more insane, than to create inner resistance to something that already is? What could be more insane to oppose life itself, which is now and always now? Surrender to what is. Say yes to life. And see how life suddenly starts working for you rather than against you. I'm going to continue here because this is important. It says, somebody else asked the question. It says, the present moment is sometimes unacceptable, unpleasant, or awful. It is as it is what Eckhart says to that. Observe how the mind labels it and how this labeling process, this continuous sitting in judgment, creates pain and unhappiness. By watching the mechanics of the mind, you step out of its resistance pattern and you can then allow the present moment to be. This will give you a taste of the state of inner freedom from external conditions, the state of true inner peace. Then see what happens and take action if necessary or possible. Accept, then act. Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. Always work with it, not against it. Make it your friend and ally, not your enemy. This will miraculously transform your life. Is that cool?
That's really cool.